Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Dairy farmers are saying this evening that a proposed exit scheme for the sector needs to be farm-friendly if the sector is set to consider it. This is part, of course, of the government's incentive to farmers to achieve climate action targets in the sector and reduce dairy herd numbers. For more on this, we're joined by Pat McCormack, who's president of the Irish Creamery and Milk Suppliers Association, the ICMSA. Pat, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac. Good evening, listeners.
You want to see the government's plan and detail on how to reduce dairy numbers, do you?
Well, look, we've been involved in the Dairy Vision Group for the last 16 months or more. Actually, if you go back to February 2022, was the initial meeting on a bright February Monday morning in Egg House. You know, early in the discussions, and obviously it was about how we'd meet our 25% target, early in the discussion, the department and their officials mooted the notion of a voluntary reduction scheme, voluntary being the critical word. Since then, there has been a lot of debate over and back, and that group have put 19 recommendations, including a potential voluntary reduction scheme to reduce emissions, put those recommendations to the department. Mm-hmm. You know, it's long time, I suppose.
Come here to me, before you go on now, there have been figures mooted about the number of cows that need to be taken out of the system, right? I think 200,000 over a period of 3 years, was it, was mooted.
Yeah, that's,
I think,
that's right.
I think the government is saying that was a modelling document that was leaked.
That was a leaked document, and I say leaked, or actually a data information document that was obtained by the media, the print media, rather than a leak from any farm organisation.
And is that the target?
We weren't aware of those figures, and I suppose, you know, is that the target? As a dairy farm leader, I don't know. As somebody who was involved in the Dairy Vision Group, I don't know. And that's really what, you know, I suppose we see the department, number one, put a budget in place if they're around, you know, because all that we're talking about and that may will.
Come here, Pat, the line is too bad. What we'll do is we'll try and get you back on the line for a second and see if we can establish a better line with Pat McCormack, who's president of the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association, because I do want to ask Pat, if that isn't the target, to take 200,000 cows out of the dairy sector in the next 3 years or so, what is the target? And if the other element that I want to ask Pat about is when he says on behalf of the sector that whatever incentive the government puts forward to reduce herd numbers, that it needs to be farm friendly. Well, what does that mean? Because if farmers aren't willing to sign up to this to reduce numbers, how do we achieve climate targets? And I think Pat is back in the line there. You're back, Pat.
Yeah, apologies.
I know you're okay. I've been asking you. I've been asking you questions in your absence. But one of the questions is, if you say you want whatever incentive or plan that it needs to be farm friendly, what does that mean?
Well, you know what? First of all, we need to see a budget in place. Then we need to see a level of detail. I mean, we're 16, 18 months on now, and we're no further on. You know, there are decisions being made on farms on a daily basis and a weekly basis about their future. And, you know, if the potential of a voluntary reduction scheme is to work, we need to see a budget in place and we need to see a plan in place.
How much do you want? You're the Jerry Maguire then of the ICMSA. Show me the money. Is that what you're basically saying to the minister?
Well, if there's no budget in place, Minister McConnell Oak surely has sense enough to know that there's no scheme. Because Pat McCormack, certainly as leader of the ICMSA, knows that there is no scheme if there's no budget.
How much would it take?
Well, you know, that's not for negotiating on the airwaves.
Come on now, give us a ballpark though.
Certainly it's something that as a minister, he needs to reflect upon. There was various figures mentioned in the media as well, and, you know, they need to be reflected upon.
What was mentioned in the media, Pat?
It depends on the level of sterilisation of the land. It depends on what the land can be used for afterwards. It depends on the duration of the scheme. There's a lot of optics involved in this, and it's very difficult to put a figure on it. When you don't, the terms and conditions would have to be facilitated within a figure.
Yeah, but come here to me, right. There's two budgets here. And you know well where I'm going with this one. There's the financial budget where you're pressing the government and pressing Minister Charlie McConnell to deliver the goods in terms of more compensation for farmers. The other side of it is a carbon budget. And you guys, as well as everybody else, though, in fairness, have to deliver a certain amount of carbon reduction. And if you don't sign up to it, my question is, where do we get it then? Where do we get the climate target?
And the other 18 recommendations will have a significant impact on our carbon budget. The type of fertiliser, the volume used, multi-species wards, clover, genetics, the science and the science of the future.
No, they will all because the EPA are telling us, Pat, that even if you implement all of those, that it won't come up to the target level.
It won't come up to the 25%, but it will come very, very close.
Not nearly and never bull the cow. Where do we get the target then?
Well, that's up to the minister. If he can put a budget in place that potentially offers farm families the option of reducing their cow numbers, because they don't all have to exit, reducing their cow numbers or exiting on a voluntary basis, then I think farm families will weigh up their situation as regards land fragmentation, succession, etc. And, you know, we may bridge the gap, and I think we could bridge the gap if there was a reasonable budget put in place.
Can I read you a text from Judy in Offaly? And I think she'll sum up how an awful lot of farmers are feeling. Because we got a text previously, Pat, to say that dairy herd numbers should be capped at 100 per farm, right? But Judy says, are farmers allowed to have a living income? There are too many self-appointed farm experts sitting in the ditch telling the real farm experts what they should do. Another listener says, farming was a way of life and we enjoyed getting up in the morning at 5 a.m. to do a 15-hour day. Not anymore. You're scaring away young farmers. And maybe if farmers don't come to the table here voluntarily, and I know some activists are willing this, that it should be made unviable, they say, this type of farming.
Well, you know, the minister talked about bringing the farmers to the table voluntarily. He talked about the potential cost and his department officials. It's up to them to come to the table. I do believe that farm families would consider a voluntary reduction exit scheme. And I've always said that, and I'm probably one of the very few farm leaders that are out there that's willing to listen to and tolerate the potential of a voluntary reduction scheme. But the minister hasn't helped the message that we're trying to deliver by prolonging and being unsure about what he plans for a voluntary reduction scheme, or if even that he is going to have a voluntary reduction scheme.
Yeah, but some people are saying you're not pulling your weight here, that everybody has a target to reach, every sector of society. And some people are going even further and saying some farmers are climate deniers or science deniers.
No, we're not. And we're one of the very, very sectors that has a roadmap and has a roadmap with scientific backing in the form of Tagus research and a lot of work done by ICBF on genetics and reduction in emissions.
But you say you're relying on the science of the future.
Well, the future starts today. The future is tomorrow. Agriculture has a significant role to play in meeting our emissions. We're willing to come to the table. And we're asking Minister McConnell-Logue to come to the table and to play his cards at this point in time.
Okay,
well, because, you know, other than that, we're going around in circles. And that's what we've been doing, particularly for the last 12 months.
Okay, we did ask for the Minister today, but he wasn't available. Let's see if the Minister can provide that detail you're looking for. Pat McCormack, President of the ICMSA, thank you very much indeed.